a quick look at different types of social media site that are out there and what they can be used for. And I'm going to focus really on what I think in business and professional life are the main three, which is Facebook, LinkedIn and Twitter. So we'll start with Facebook, because that's probably the one that people are most familiar with and has got 600 million users or so worldwide. It's a profile-based site, which means that you put personal information in there. You can put your date of birth, where you live, when you were born, where you were born, all of that sort of information. But only, as with any of these sites, only put information up there that you're prepared to share with people. Now, my view is that the Facebook profile is purely for personal reasons. I use mine only for personal reasons. If a business wants to use Facebook, they should be using a page. Now, a page is an entity. It exists in its own right. You can access it from your profile account, but there really are no direct connections between the two. You can't get back from a page to a personal profile. And with pages, you encourage people to like you. And when you make posts, then you will appear in the timeline of people who have liked your page. So some people call it fans or likes. If you have a business and you've chosen to create a profile ad for that business and are looking for your customers, friends, prospects to become friends of yours, then move away from that very, very quickly. That is not the correct way to do it. In fact, it probably breaches any number of regulations. Second profile based one is LinkedIn. Very, very similar. You put a lot of information in. However, it's more based on your business and professional life. So you can effectively build a CV online that people can actually see where you've worked. So that is definitely the place to keep your business contacts, your colleagues, people you've worked with in the past, any prospects, any customers, all of that sort of information and connection would actually go into LinkedIn. Very much for business and professional life. Again, I wouldn't actually look to confuse things by adding too much personal detail in there when you're posting. So, for example, if you're having a family barbecue, put it on Facebook, don't put it on LinkedIn. If you sign up a new customer, put it on LinkedIn, don't put it on Facebook. Don't confuse and mix business and professional in the one account. It just confuses people who follow. The third one is Twitter, which is based on short message, the text message service. In this case, it's 140 characters as opposed to 160 in a text message. And it's there to tweet, to give short little messages, to tell people what's happening, to share news, information, to share links, to share knowledge. You can use it for marketing, you can use it to promote other businesses, you use it for a whole raft of different things, and I'm not going to go into the details of all it can be used for here. The difference with Twitter is you can post quite regularly throughout the day, so 10 plus posts in a day on Twitter is acceptable, whereas on Facebook and LinkedIn, once, twice a day, three at the very, very most would be a limit in any one particular day. But again, with Twitter, don't mix business and pleasure. So if you want to tweet about the family barbecue, have a personal account. If you want to tweet about business, have a business account. And you can, with all of these, have multiple accounts. The only issue with that is, obviously, there's a management overhead. Finally, there are other ways of sharing media. So, for example, you can share images. You can do that on Facebook and LinkedIn, but you've also got dedicated sites such as Flickr and Picasa that allow you to do that, and many, many others. Video you can share, again, through Facebook. I believe you can also do on LinkedIn as well, but there are dedicated sites for that, such as Vimeo or YouTube. And finally, you've got audio, which we're using at the moment, Audioboo, which I think is absolutely just a fantastic way to blog. And quite frankly, although you probably can share on Facebook and LinkedIn audio files, nothing does it quite as well as Audioboo. Now, that isn't the only audio blogging site out there, but there certainly is the best in my view. So there you go. There's a brief rundown as to what, why, where, all the different types of media, social media. Explore and have fun.